Chapter 6. Weeping Prophet. That I might weep day and night. Jeremiah 9 verse 1. When I think of weeping, I am immediately drawn to the New Testament in John 11 verse 35. We notice here the focus is on the keywords, Jesus wept. There is a dynamic thing that happens with the Father in heaven in this story. Remember, Mary and Martha had just sought out Jesus. Jesus was a dear friend to their brother Lazarus, and in desperation for their sick brother, Jesus was approached. When told of the death of Lazarus, Jesus wept, and the compassionate heart of the Father took action. The rest is biblical history. In Jeremiah 9 verse 1, we see the servant of God, Jeremiah, touching a vital key to the Father's heart. Not only did this servant weep once, he was known to weep day and night, so much so that he is still known as the weeping prophet to this day. Since this writing is focused on the theme beyond the veil, as the writer here, it seems appropriate to view this man as one who lived beyond the veil, don't you agree? As we study the lives of these servants of God, may God stir our hearts to move beyond the veil and live a life close to Him. I realize that some 6,000 years have run through the hourglass in heaven. 2 Peter 3 verse 8 reminds us that in heavenly time a day is as if 1,000 years and 1,000 is as a day. So actually only 6 days have passed in heavenly time on God's clock. You can draw your own conclusions as you read through this writing, but make sure the Holy Spirit is your tutor. The servant, prophet, intercessor, Jeremiah as he was named, made a monumental marker in heaven with his tears. I believe these prostrate times on his face, knees, times of weeping before God at the throne of grace, changed history. I invite you to draw your own conclusion, yet in my intense study of Jeremiah's life, I am challenged to mirror his character and to follow his example. I am confident that you will consider the same. Under close examination of this prophet's life, I am prompted by the Holy Spirit to pull some very special facts from biblical archives that will treat you as you long to live this deeper life beyond the veil. I remember early in my discipleship with the Holy Spirit my introduction to this prophet, Jeremiah, man of God. My appetite was so stimulated by his testimony that to this day, I am still feeling the effects of his life. One such event in Jeremiah 33 verse 3 touched me deeply. God made a promise to Jeremiah. This became my personal promise from God, in my early school of the Holy Spirit, call to me, and I will answer you, and I will tell you great and mighty things, which you do not know. I believe that such things are only learned or heard beyond the veil. Remember 2 Corinthians 3 verse 17 and 18. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with unveiled face beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory, just as from the Lord, the Spirit. As our journey advances beyond the veil, the enthusiasm in heaven is intense. There is great expectancy. The bride of Christ on earth is being encouraged by the stories, thrones, preceding heroes before them. We see in Hebrews 11. By faith Abel. By faith Enoch. By faith Noah. By faith Abraham. By faith Sarah. By faith Isaac. By faith Joseph. By faith Moses. Now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed, of the things we hope for. Being the proof of things we do not see and the conviction of their reality. Faith perceiving is real fact what is not revealed to the senses. For by faith. Trust in holy fervor born of faith. The men of old had divine testimony born to them and obtained a good report. By faith. We understand that the worlds, during the successive ages, were framed, fashioned, put in order, and equipped for their intended purpose, by the word of God, so that what we see was not made out of things which are visible. Hebrews 11 verse 1-3. Jeremiah 13 verse 17 goes on to show even more of this servant's heart. But if you will not listen to it, my soul will sob in secret for such pride, and my eyes will utterly weep and flow down with tears, because the flock of the Lord has been taken captive. We also are quickened to explore Jeremiah's plea on behalf of the people for mercy, which is the Father's heart through this man. Jeremiah 22 verse 10 states, "Do not weep for the dead or mourn for him, but weep continually for the one who goes away. For he will never return or see his native land." The pagan nations would recognize that the destruction of Jerusalem was the result of Judah's violation of its covenant with God. the people of Judah had exchanged their God for alien deities, false gods whom they worshipped and served. As I bring this account to a conclusion, I remind you, once again, his feeling in Jeremiah 9 verse 1. Jeremiah, who is known as the weeping prophet, identified personally with the suffering of his people. Here he expresses his desire for a reserve of tears that would flow without stopping. Also, in Jeremiah 13 verse 17. Jeremiah had been told not to pray for the rebellious and unresponsive people of Judah. But he expresses in secret his deep lament for the Lord's flock, who had been carried away into exile. In final examination of this servant's call, I always remember his struggle because he had suffered heavy persecution. As I continue my study of this man's life, I turn to Jeremiah 20 verse 9. And even read of his discouragement. Knowing that even the Apostle Paul had times of discouragement. His experiences give me hope when I am meeting much opposition in ministry and need edification or building up. In my similar compulsion to preach the good news, I am not seeing to promote myself. Jeremiah even felt he had become a laughingstock all day long. Jeremiah 20 verse 9 finally reveals his heart on the matter. But if I say I will not remember him or speak anymore in his name, then in my heart it becomes like a burning fire shut up in my bones. And I am weary holding it in, and I cannot endure it. Please consider the resounding anguish of his heart for these rebellious people. This man experienced anguish in his spirit. And he was aware of his spiritual authority. It is apparent that he knew how to walk beyond the veil.